This is St. Louis Public Radio. In recent months, more than 18 people across the nation have died and more than 1,000 have been sickened by respiratory illnesses linked to vaping, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The deaths include a Missouri patient at Mercy Hospital St. Louis who was treated by Dr. Michael Plisco in the hospital's intensive care unit. St. Louis Public Radio's Sarah Fentum asked Plisco if doctors have determined how vaping is making people sick.
So if you ask that generally, I would say the master question is not answered. Okay, we don't know if all vaping is hurting people. We just know we have a series of coincidences and case reports and reports from different people are saying that they are having a variety of symptoms and they didn't have any prior lung disease, and the common factor between them is they were vaping. So until we know exactly what's causing it, it's hard to say, was it 100% vaping altogether, or is it only vaping certain substances that's causing the trouble? So I'm not saying all vaping's bad. I'm just saying we need more information until we can make a recommendation to everybody across the board, use this, not that.
Right, because people started using vaping products. It seems like they weren't there, and then all of a sudden, they were everywhere. And so does that make this more difficult to understand in that this is something that has become popular so quickly?
You know, take something like asbestos. You know, you can go back and Google asbestos and lung disease, and you'll have it go back 30, 40 years. And you Google vaping-related lung disease, it's going to go back 2-3 years, tops. And we're not finding a whole lot of common things until the last few weeks, which seems to be more and more reports of some abnormalities that they're finding in more of the manufactured stuff off the streets as opposed to something that's a little bit more controlled. So I'm hoping that we're getting somewhere, but we don't have answers yet.
So if somebody uses e-cigarettes and they start having, you know, coughing, respiratory problems, all of these signs that we've been seeing, what would your advice be to them?
So my advice would be to stop putting abnormal things in your system. And that's when you want to have a conversation with your family. If you're young, have a conversation with your parents and say, is this something I need to be concerned about? If you stop and all the symptoms go away, you're probably going to be okay. If you stop and things continue, you should probably go get checked out. I think that the more honest you can be with your physician, the better. This is not to go out and get these people in trouble if they come forward and said that they were vaping a substance that had CBD in it or marijuana in it, and it had specific oils that they got off the street from person X. That is not their goal, to get these people in trouble.
What can you tell me about the patient that you saw here at Mercy? I know that he was the first, I think, only fatality in Missouri. Can you talk a little bit about that specific case and how that illustrates how difficult and mysterious of a problem this is?
So the unique thing about that case was this was a gentleman who was clinically doing well. He was breathing fine, and then he's not breathing fine. He was asked specifically about inhalation of anything, any toxins and smoke, and I think vaping was actually in the history and physical. So there were questions that were asked of him by consultants and physicians along the way, and because he didn't think much of it, or because he thought people were going to judge him or he was going to get in trouble, it wasn't brought out there in any of the reports, so he was never told to stop doing it. So he made a conscious decision when he was getting worse to stop doing it. And unfortunately, the ball kept rolling so fast by that point, the damage continued until he acutely got worse and ended up here in our intensive care unit.
What might that illustrate about what vaping does to your lungs? Can we make any inferences about vaping-related illness based on what happened to this patient?
So here we have a process that happened so fast and it got so bad so fast that before he knew it, he was on this artificial heart-lung machine, and I'm glad that he was at a place where we were actually able to offer that. It was eye-opening that if this happens outside of the bigger cities, outside where the ECMO centers are, these patients, it's a battle against the clock to get them to these centers. Once it's recognized, they're going to need this type of support.